In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning. It is a blessing to see those of you who were able to make it in with our, I believe this is probably like our first real kind of winter event, I would imagine. So it's a blessing to see those of you who were able to make it in. So this morning's reading is about the famous Zacchaeus. We heard about Zacchaeus more than just hearing about him. We actually heard about an encounter he had with Jesus. And then of the most importance, what happens after he has this encounter. So this story got me thinking about times in my life that I have encountered something that has changed my life or encountered someone that has kind of enabled me to be open to encountering Christ. And one moment in my life that came to mind was my time on Mount Athos. As seminarians, our senior year, the men were sent to Mount Athos for, I think, a little over a week or so. And that those monasteries are extremely imposing. They are huge. Many of them are like these big medieval castles. And the one we went to has this huge gate, really, is what it was. And in the evening, it would close. And it wouldn't open again until the next day. Now, it was, and it would do that when it got dark. And I had all sorts of hopes that I would have this wonderful encounter with Jesus at the monastery. And this encounter would help me figure out what it was I was supposed to do after graduation. Instead, it was very overwhelming there. At about 3 a.m, they would come by with this piece of wood and they would knock on it in order to wake you up. When it was time to eat, you would sit there silently, not talking to anyone, just looking at your food and eating. And there were all these bats that were flying around all over the place at night, especially in our rooms. Then we had an encounter. We had an encounter with the abbot of the monastery. And he was very kind and he invited us into this kind of hall. And when we went in, he began to speak to us a little bit. And at one moment he said, the church for the monks, so the place where they worship, is an extension of their homes. So every once in a while, he said, you might even see them fall asleep. He said, it's okay. Don't worry. It's okay. Now that's all I needed to hear. Not so much so I could fall asleep in the church, although that may have happened at 4 a.m, but more so it relaxed me. It allowed me to have an encounter with Christ and one that I needed and one that would help shape the rest of my life. Today's reading of Zacchaeus is where we see him encounter Christ in sort of a funny way, but one that changes Zacchaeus's life, an encounter that caused him to live in light of that for the rest of his life. Today, it's important for all of us to consider the ways that we can encounter Christ and see where we might be able to be like Zacchaeus, living in light of that encounter. So our reading today comes to us from the Gospel of St. Luke. Last Sunday, we witnessed our Lord approaching the city of Zacchaeus, or the city of Jericho. And as he approached, he saw this man who was blind who called after him. Eventually, the Lord healed him, and this encounter allowed this man to not only see physically, but also see spiritually. And now we see that our Lord has finally arrived in the city. And we have another man that hears about Jesus coming. And this man was named Zacchaeus, and he too had some difficulties being able to see Jesus. His problem was that he was short. So, because of that, in his desire to see Christ, he decides to climb this enormous tree. And it's important for us to think about that for a moment. A grown man climbing a tree in order to see Jesus. And not just any man, but this man was well known in that city because the scripture tells us that he was the chief tax collector. And it was this man that climbed up into this tree. Now, eventually, what he did ends up paying off. His desire to see Jesus causes Jesus to actually take notice of him. No one really knows what it was that caused Zacchaeus to climb that tree. Maybe curiosity. Maybe he was desiring to have some kind of change. Whatever it was, in the end, in the end, it does change his life. The scripture tells the Lord, when he sees him, calls to him and says, "Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today." The Lord sees him and does what? He invites himself to have fellowship at Zacchaeus' home. He wants to get to know this man a little better. It's important that we consider that this man was a tax collector. He was hated by his own people. The reason was that he was viewed as a collaborator with the enemy. And more than that, he would also take a little bit extra of the taxes for himself. But this man was going to meet with this great rabbi. This man was going to meet with the one who many people thought were a prophet. And what happens? Well, he changes. He repents immediately because of Christ's kindness and because of the love that our Lord shows him. The reading says that when he comes down, the people began to complain a little bit. They were saying, "He's actually going to go eat in this guy's house?" Then Zacchaeus says, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, and this is exactly what he needed to do. In that moment, this is what Zacchaeus needed to repent from. From this type of behavior. And the Lord hears this and says, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and save the lost." And this is what Zacchaeus was. He was lost, but he repented. And his encounter with Christ made him change the way he lived his life. And each of us must consider something similar. Each of us must ask ourselves, when have we encountered Christ and what have we done with it? So as I was getting ready for this morning's sermon, by chance I came across this old book, and it was written in the 1920s, and it was called "If Jesus Came to My House." In the book, there's a little boy who goes on in his mind and kind of says all the different things that he would do if Jesus were to come to visit. He says that he would let Jesus sit in his best chair by the fire. He would allow Jesus to play with his best toys, and he would even give them to him. They would go outside and play, and he would cut flowers, and he would give those flowers to Jesus. Then he says, although he may never come as maybe the little boy had imagined, I can make him welcome as he had said, by doing all I would for him, for other folk instead. I offer this story to you because this is what an encounter with Jesus can do. It can change us. Our job is to desire it and to be open to it. Today, for those of you that came to church, for those of you who are watching at home, you are going to encounter Christ. The question is, what are you going to do with it? Will you do as Zacchaeus did? Change what needs to be changed in your life? And then live as if you were changed. Will you do as this little boy did? Live a life that reflects that change. Lives a life that reflects that relationship that you have with Christ. Today, we read about Zacchaeus' encounter with Christ, and we are asked to consider our own. We are asked to consider, to desire Christ, to see him, to encounter him. But we are reminded that it is not enough just to encounter Jesus. But we must consider where it is we need to change and do those things to show our repentance. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Please rise.